Hello, good morning to you on this Saturday, September 30th. We're almost into October. Isn't that hard to believe? God bless you. I do realize that I missed Friday morning with the word of the day. It was the first morning in at least 2 or 3 weeks that I was not with you. And I had a very good reason. I was preparing for my real estate exam, which I passed, praise God. And so as the first partaker of the prophetic word, as God is speaking to me about new doors being open and opportunities, the Lord walked me up to that door, and I am walking through that door as a stream of income. And I've been talking about how God is going to give you strategies and wisdom to prepare you for some economic upheaval and instability. And so anyway, long story short, that is why I was not here with you on yesterday, but I'm back here on this Saturday, and I have a couple of announcements for you. On Sunday evening, I'm going to release a prophetic word I'm calling the Faith Fire World Watch, and we're going to discuss a few different things. One, artificial intelligence. We're going to talk about weather, flooding, and we're going to talk about economics. Amen. And so I want you to just know that that will be coming out on Sunday, and it'll be coming out on all of the normal channels, praise God, and you will be able to listen to what the Spirit of the Lord has me to release that He is showing me in the earth. One more thing, He's asking me to share with you what He's shown me regarding Russia and Ukraine and the Black Sea and some of the demonic activity there that we can actually utilize to pray. And so I want you to be aware on Sunday evening, 6 p.m., I'm going to be releasing the Faith Fire World Watch for October of 2023. So you'll be able to get some prophetic insight on what God is showing this ministry around the world. Amen. Amen. Another thing is, in case you did not know, we are having a prayer and prophecy course that is going to begin in the next month. And you can pre-register by texting the word prophecy to 55498. You can text the word prophecy to the number 55498, and you will get a link where you can pre-register. Amen. Pre-registration. Those of you who pre-register, it will be free. And then there will be a time where registration will cost just a very nominal cost to account for some of our expenses. We will be taking up offerings, but this is a weekly course. We're going to be doing this in person and online, in person and online. And we're calling it God's Heart, God's Mind, God's Voice. God's Heart, God's Mind, God's Voice. This is a prayer and prophecy training course. So if you're a person who is a dreamer, or you have visions, or you want to grow in that, or if you're a person who is a person of prayer, you consider yourself an intercessor. You stay up all times of night and day. You find yourself having a burden of the Lord about people or nations. I want to help you have some biblical insight and also impart into you some of what God has put inside of me so that you may continue to grow and develop and mature into what God has for you. Amen, somebody. God has assigned me to build up, equip, and train prophets, emerging prophets, and emerging intercessors. Many intercessors are prophetic people, and so they go hand in hand. All right, so let's get into the word of the day today. This is where the Lord has instructed me to share with you what He has shown me regarding the devil's plan to brainwash you. There is a plan of hell to cause your mind not to be right. Come on. The Bible says that the Lord has not given you spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. So it's the will of God for your mind to belong to Him. The Bible literally says that we should have the mind of Christ, that we have the mind of Christ. I'm talking to believers. If you are a believer, you have access to the mind of Christ. Amen, somebody. I want you to just type in the chat right now. My mind belongs to God. My mind belongs to God. Give the Lord your mind. Give the Lord every construct that has been built. Give it away to God and watch Him dismantle some things. But I'm going to show you specifically the devil's plan to brainwash you. Type it again. My mind belongs to God. My mind belongs to God. This is a statement of your faith. This is you confessing a new walk with the Lord. I believe the Lord is going to put on you, even right now, an ability to shroud the evil one's thoughts, to cause his thoughts to fade away. The subtle whispers of the enemy are going to be shut up in the name of Jesus. Quiet them now, Father. Oh, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for quieting the fear. Come on, the fear, God, that's at the root of so many of the constructs that we live by. But in the vision of the Lord, I saw a group of people. And I had this vision about a week ago, and I've been just discerning the Lord about it for a week. And in this vision, people were speaking. You have to pay close attention to what people say in dreams and visions. Why? Because the Bible says that out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you're speaking in a dream, the Lord is showing you your heart. Or when someone else is speaking in your dream, they're showing you their heart. Or if it's revelatory, they could be standing as a proxy of the Lord giving you a prophetic message. But in this case, this was a group of people that I was seeing, and they were not speaking on behalf of God. They were not speaking as oracles of God. They were speaking as those who had issues of life, and the words they were speaking were indicative of the issues of their heart. The Bible says that we speak what's in our heart. It's what comes out of a man, says the Lord, that defiles a man. And so it's the words we speak. What does the Bible say? It says we'll eat the fruit of our words. So what comes out of us has power, and it indicates our station in faith. It indicates where we are in our walk with the Lord. And so you have to be careful what comes out of your mouth. Be careful first of the thoughts that are impure. The Lord wants your thoughts to be purified. Come on, think only on those things that are pure, says the word of God. That's the encouragement we have. But to get back to the point, in the vision of God, I saw this group of people, and they were looking at me with despair. They looked like they were afraid. They were obviously not at peace, and they had a spirit of bondage. They looked like they were imprisoned, even though they were not behind bars. Let me say this again. They were imprisoned, even though they were not behind bars. They were imprisoned in their mind, because the words they were speaking to me were this: we've been brainwashed. The vision of God had a group of people speaking to me as a watchman, saying, we've been brainwashed. I knew the Spirit of God was showing me a large segment of the population. And I'm not just talking about the United States. I'm talking about globally. The Lord was showing me a segment of the population, a majority, a grand majority of the population that has been brainwashed. These people were speaking to me in the vision of the Lord in prayer, and they said, we've been brainwashed. They were in bondage, and they were desperate to escape, but they did not know how to get out because the bars are invisible. Somebody needs to type, the bars are invisible. It is one thing to be in prison and you know you're in prison. It's another thing to be in bondage and you do not know. This is the plan of the evil one, and it's being exposed. The Bible says that every hidden thing shall be made known. The Bible says that the secret things shall be revealed. And so God is revealing the secrets that the enemy is trying to use against you. He doesn't want his strategies and plans to be revealed. The scriptures encourage us to know the enemy's schemes. The writer says we should not be unaware. You are not unaware of the enemy's schemes. Why is it that we're not unaware? Because the Spirit of the Lord has been speaking to us, whether we're listening or not. And he sends prophetic voices to confirm what you've already heard. See, this is a very important thing you need to understand about prophecy. It should confirm. It should be confirmed. Your spirit should bear witness to what you hear. And so the Lord in so many of us has already planted a knowledge and an understanding and an awareness that we've been brainwashed, but we've been causing that voice to be quieted because the hunger and the thirst for the thing that's brainwashing us has been greater than our hunger and thirst for the voice of the Lord. And that is the critical issue with this particular strategy, the evil one. He is looking to drown the voice of the Lord in your life. The enemy is looking to choke the word of God in your life. The scripture says in Mark chapter 4 that it's the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches that choke the word of God, the seed that is sown by the sower. The Lord is sowing seed all the time, seed of his word. And he wants you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. He that has an ear, let him hear. He who has an ear, let him hear. He wants you to engage. He wants you to agree with the process of receiving transmissions directly into your spirit from the Holy Ghost. And that's why he sends prophetic voices to wake us up to what God has already said. These people were looking to me in the vision of God for me to help them get free. That's why I'm here today. Listen to me. I'm here today to tell you that God wants you free from this enemy strategy to brainwash you. And I'm going to share with you what the strategy is in just a minute. But I want to read this definition of brainwashed from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. I found this online. These were people looking at me as the watchman of God saying, we've been brainwashed. They were behind invisible bars. They were imprisoned in their minds and they didn't know how to get out. And they were desperate to get out of there and they did not know what to do. But they were looking to the man of God for answers. And that's why I've been assigned to be here today. The Merriam-Webster definition of brainwashed is, listen to this, a forcible indoctrination to induce someone to give up basic political, social, or religious beliefs and attitudes, and to accept contrasting regimented ideas. This thing is forcible. It's being forced on you. You think that it's actually something you want to do. I'm going to tell you what it is in a minute, but you don't want to do it. It's your flesh that's been enticed because of the lust in you, and you've been almost forced because of the addictive nature. The synapses in your brain are firing and they want you to feed this addiction. We're talking about an addiction I'm going to share with you in a minute. It is forcible. It is indoctrination, meaning it's what? It's giving you a doctrine that is not God's doctrine. It is giving you a form of or a philosophy of life that is not from God. And it induces you. What does that mean? It inspires certain behaviors. And listen to what it's looking to do. It's looking for you to give up or forfeit your political, social, or religious beliefs. All of these things, by the way, should be they should be subject to the Holy Spirit, but the devil wants them to be subject to another spirit. And he wants you to accept a contrasting regimented idea, meaning he wants you to go directly opposite of what God is doing and what God is saying. And the other definition is, it is a persuasion by propaganda or salesmanship. Salesmanship is a mode of thinking where I will cause you to want something that you do not want. It is a strategy to cause you to take action where you likely would not have taken action. Salesmanship is geared toward getting you to pull the trigger when you want to wait. Salesmanship is meant for you to decide on something that might be beneficial or not, that you were not ready to actually purchase yet. In this case, when the devil wants you to take the bait of something that is not for you. And it's a persuasive move. The serpent, remember the Bible says, is the most subtle, right? Or the most cunning. And it even calls him that word for subtle or cunning. He was the most reasonable. It looks like, sensible. That word can mean sensible. He seems to make sense. Why? Because he appeals to your flesh. He appeals to your natural senses. He is a sensory being. He is fleshly and carnal. He is not spiritual because he does not live by the Holy Spirit. He is carnally minded. He created the carnal mindset. He created it for you to bow to him. Why am I saying this? This brainwashing strategy is meant for you to be taken out of the fruit of God's kingdom and into false fruit. Oh, I'm going to say that again. The strategy of brainwashing is to take you out of the fruit of God's kingdom and into false fruit. Bible says there's a fruit of the spirit, right? But then there are lusts of the flesh. So the Lord wants you to have fruit that has love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. The enemy wants you to be full of wrath and fear and lust and sexual immorality. And doing things that are improper and dishonest and dark and hidden. God wants you to live in the light. So this brainwashing strategy is meant to take you out of light and into darkness. So listen to what the Word of God says in 1 Timothy chapter 4. This is the era in which we live. And then I'm going to give you this strategy. It says, now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, some will depart from the faith. What does that mean? They no longer walk by faith, giving heed, meaning they're giving their attention to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. We just talked about how brainwashing is an indoctrination. This is the process of the brainwashing. People will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. So there is a spirit that is sent and assigned to deceive you. And if you want to be deceived, you will be deceived. If that deceptive spirit, if that spirit of deception is giving you bait that your flesh already wanted, you're going to take the bait. And so I'm here to help you so that you don't get carried away by doctrines of demons. And then it says they will speak lies in hypocrisy, meaning their lies won't make sense. They're going to say, I'm a follower of Christ, but they're not going to look like it. And then it says, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. That is the word that also can mean soldered. That means like you ever seen two wires that need to be connected and they get a soldering iron and they melt the two metallic frays and they put them together and let them melt together. That's the same word when it says seared with a hot iron. The enemy literally wants to burn away your spiritual ability to discern good from evil by burning it away with these alternative thought processes. And the Lord keeps speaking into my spirit that the enemy is seeking to cause the blind to lead the blind. Many of us are in this situation. What did Jesus say? He says, many are they who go in the broad way. He says, broad is the way and wide is the gate that leads to death or destruction. And many go that way. That's where people are heading. They're being led blindly by blind people. I'm talking about media. Look, you know me, I spent 20 years in media, so I'm not saying all media is bad, okay? But what I'm saying is media is where you may have been brainwashed. Social, political, and religious ideas are being taken and then replaced by alternative, contrasting ideas through media. What is one of the devil's names? The prince of the power of the air. The power of the air. Broadcast waves are carried through the air. Broadcast waves, sound, light, right? Not the light of Christ, but an alternative. It looks like light. The Bible says that he presents himself as an angel of light. He gives you false revelation, false prophecy, television. I'm telling you. So this is something the Spirit of the Lord was revealing to me last night as I was sitting with this. The word immersive experience. When you think about how big TVs have gotten, we've got 70-inch TVs. We've got 75-inch TVs. When you think about how we can now take our music anywhere we want to go, we can have a Bluetooth speaker at the swimming pool. And sometimes you can look it up. Sometimes these devices are marketed and they are said to provide us with an immersive experience. I want to just submit this to you that God says he is a consuming fire. Why do we get baptized? We get baptized to be immersed in the cleansing of the blood of Jesus and to be resurrected into new life. We are to be immersed in the Holy Spirit. God says, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. We should be so on fire for God that there is nothing that can snatch us away from him. We are to be immersed in the Lord. The man who was lame for 38 years had to be taken to water. He sat by water. He knew in the water was his salvation, was his freedom. There's just the Spirit of God is known as the river of life. Jesus is known as the fountain of living water. There is a desire of God for you to be immersed, to have an immersive experience as you worship Him through and through, day by day, all day and all night. But the enemy is providing you with an alternative, contrast, counterfeit version of an immersive experience that is sensory. How's he doing that? With technology. Just a couple of days ago, my family and I, we were driving. If you're familiar with Greensboro, we were driving down Wendover Avenue heading west, and we were there by the Sheets gas station at a red light. And this young man was walking across the street at the red light. So he was walking on the crosswalk and he had his head down and he was looking at his phone. He's crossing the busiest street in Greensboro. Wendover is the biggest, most busy street in Greensboro outside of the interstate. It is the main artery of Greensboro. It goes through the entire city. And here is this young man at an interchange with I-40 walking across the street, and he was not even looking in the direction he was going. He had his phone in front of him and he had his head in his phone. Listen to me. I am not a person that's saying don't have a phone. I am saying you've got to submit your technology to righteousness. Come on. I had an apostle come to me in my sleep. The Lord spoke through him about a phone and how the phone had been compromised by demonic spirits. Demonic spirits can abide in your phone. Demonic spirits can abide in your television. Demonic spirits can abide in the material that you're watching. The root of the material tells you what kingdom it came from. I'm going to give you this key one more time. The root of the material that you're watching is based on the kingdom it came from. If it's not inspired by the kingdom of God, it's been inspired either by man or by the king of darkness. Now, let me give you an example. The Smurfs. I'm not going to say the devil invented the Smurfs, but I will tell you that the devil invented The Nun, which is this horror movie that came out recently. It is a kingdom of darkness broadcast. It is a kingdom of darkness marketing ploy. It is a sensory bait switch to pull you into darkness and become more familiar with it and begin to delight in it and begin to want more of it and wash your brain of truth and bring your brain further into deception. We need more light and revelation, which is why I'm here. I want to help you. And I pray that you take this word seriously, because this is the era that we're in. What did we just say? That in the last days, what did he write to his brother, his son in the faith, Timothy? In latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Do you think that the deceiving spirits and the doctrines of demons are going to broadcast themselves and say, "Hi, I'm a doctrine of demons. Believe me"? No, because the enemy, he is subtle, cunning, and he's sensible. He wants you to think it's sensible, but that doesn't mean it's holy. Come on. God said, come out from among them and be separate. The Bible says, Jesus even spoke these words. He says, be holy as your Father in heaven is holy. You are to be a representation. You are to be a twin of your Father. Just a younger version, more earthly version of your daddy in heaven. And the devil does not want you to have it. The only immersion you were meant for was God's presence. So here's the question. If we were to take 20% of the time that we spend on Netflix, YouTube, listening to music, watching movies, on our phone, on Facebook, just wasting time. If we took 20% of that and we spent that time just sitting at the feet of Jesus, imagine how your life would look different. Imagine how our nation would look different. If we just took 20%, I'm going to give you some statistics in a minute. The statistics show that the average human being in America is spending 6 hours a day on the internet. 20% of that is, I don't know, 70. That's about what? 360 minutes. So 10% is 36 minutes. So 72 minutes. If we took 72 out of the 360 minutes you're spending online, an hour and 12 minutes. And we banked that in the kingdom of God bank and spent that time sitting at the feet of Jesus like Mary, instead of being like Martha, trying to fill our time with doing things. Think about the trigger. When you haven't looked at your phone in a while, there's this trigger. I've lived it. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying this is how we've been conditioned. We've been conditioned to look at our phones because we haven't looked at it lately. Did I miss a phone call? Did I miss a text message? What have I missed online? How many people have liked my post? Listen to me. That is a demonic gate. It is a gateway for the enemy to bribe you into trusting what you feel through bringing yourself into these media immersive experiences instead of trusting the Holy Spirit. We are not hearing God, y'all, because our voice receptors are being frayed and fried, and they're being commandeered by the enemy. I'm trying to help somebody today. Our technology is in our minds. I'm going to help you. I wish I could give you my prayer journal and show you all the things the Lord has shown me about video games and the enemy's plan to usurp your instruction of your children through video games. The video game market, they don't even know. God bless them, Lord. Bless them. They don't know what they're doing. They're making these games more and more immersive, more and more interactive, more and more real, and adults are eating it up. 33-year-old adults. The average gaming age, I believe I saw this, is 33 years old. These are men and women, but mainly men who should be working. They should be spending time with their children. They should be pouring God's word into their kids, but they are on video games. Do you see? I'm going to give you the statistics. Our spiritual perception has been hijacked. I've been sharing this in the prophetic words I've been sharing over the last several weeks, how the Lord has had me fixated on where Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So if we are to live on God's words, and I'm not just talking about reading the Bible, I'm talking about Holy Spirit, the Comforter, is with you. Jesus said, it's good that I leave so I can send you a Comforter. He sent you the Holy Spirit to be your counselor. That means you should be walking with the counsel of the Holy Spirit all day. But if that is how we're supposed to live and we are being distracted by our technology, what fruit are we missing from the Holy Spirit? Our families are being decimated because our families are distracted. We're not getting God's word. We're waiting for Sunday. We're waiting for Wednesday night. I'm here to help you. Can I give you some statistics? I will tell you, technology, it's a worthy tool, but we've got to submit our word tools to righteousness. Watch what these statistics say. About 31%, that's about 1 in 3 of online users prefer spending time online than with their friends and family. I'm taking my time with this morning. This is from God. The statistics say 31% of online users prefer spending time online than with friends and family. I'm just going to go through these quickly. Half, 50% of United States teens are addicted to smartphones. More than 400 million people worldwide are addicted to the internet. About 61% of global online users are addicted to the internet. Globally, users spend an average of 6 hours and 42 minutes each day on the internet. About 40% of people have an internet-based compulsive disorder. 39% of online users in the United States are addicted to social media. Listen to this. TikTok users open the app. They open TikTok 43.4 times a day. Gamers play more than 8 hours per week on average. Recent video game addiction statistics say 30% of gamers play nonstop for 5 hours at a time. and 25% play for more than 12 hours a week. I'm being reminded now of a school shooter. I don't remember which one it was. And the way this school shooter was described some years ago was a person who basically spent most of his time playing video games. I am willing to bet that he was not a follower of Jesus, did not know Jesus, did not know the voice of God. Obviously, he didn't know the voice of God because God didn't tell him to go shoot in a school. We are being robbed of our time with the Lord. I want you to hear this. We are being robbed of our time with the Lord. I feel the anointing on this. We are being robbed of our time with the Lord. Two things on that. What did Jesus do? He woke up early and sat with his Father. After a long day of ministry, he went back to the mountain and sat with his Father. The Bible says he prayed all night before he chose the 12 apostles. He spent time with his Father as his priority. The Bible says he would go off to a place by himself to be with his Father. That's the model. We're being robbed of our time with God. The other thing about that is, what is a metaphor or an allegory for the enemy? He's a thief. So let's follow this timeline. If the devil can steal your time with the Lord, the devil is stealing the fruit and the rewards that God has for you, that he wants to give you through spending time with him. First of all, he is your reward. When God spoke to Abraham, he said, I am your exceeding great reward. Do we see God as our reward? In Luke chapter 15, Jesus tells all these parables about what the kingdom of God is like. He said, the kingdom of God is like a woman lost a coin and swept the whole house looking for it. There are manifold ways to interpret that through revelation. But one of the ways Holy Spirit's revealed it to me is we should treat Jesus like that coin. We've got to make sure we're in connection with Jesus. That if we ever feel like we've lost Jesus, we got to go find him. Amen, somebody. We have got to be more in touch with the Lord. We're being robbed of our time with the Lord. The Lord had me write this down. Sanctify your mind and your life and put down the technology. Some people need to go on a fast. I'm telling you, we don't even set boundaries anymore. We let our bosses tell us that they expect us to check our email on the weekend. And so we do. We let our bosses tell us that we should be answering the phone after hours and we should be looking at their text messages all times of day and night. And that's not from the Lord. Who is your Lord? The Lord had me write this down. Take time to be with Jesus. What you hear can save your life and your family. See, this is what prayer is about. It's about hearing. When Jesus said, pray this way, and he says, you know, pray the Lord's Prayer, right? Our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. We first acknowledge his holiness. It's not about us asking for anything. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We haven't even gotten to us yet. Give us this day our daily bread. Okay, we got to us now. But what is the daily bread? It's the word of God. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses if we forgive those who've trespassed against us and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Where was the supplication? Where did Jesus say, okay, spend time just asking for something? Now, I'm not saying don't, because we don't receive some things because we don't ask, but we first have to be in touch with the Spirit. We need to be in touch with the Spirit so we can pray what the Spirit is praying. But most of us, we don't understand even how to pray because we don't spend time with Jesus. And listen, we're being taught this way. Many churches do not have the Holy Spirit. Many churches do not have the Holy Spirit. What do I mean? That the Holy Spirit is not primary, prioritized. He is not acknowledged in all of our ways. We go in there to teach what we want to teach. And the first thing we should be teaching is worship. We should be doing what Mary did, sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening, hearing his words. You want to get into worship? Sit still and listen. And watch what God says about how much he loves you, what it meant for him to give his only son to bleed and die. What does that mean for your value? Begin to build you up, build up your holy faith. He wants to baptize you with fire in the spirit, but we don't get these gifts because we're not spending time. We're being robbed of our time with the Lord. I have so much to share. And because I'm on live, I'm going to keep sharing what I wrote down. I'm in no rush because it's Saturday. So people coming in and out, just please, you know, feel free to just hang around. I'm going to just give you more. I'm talking about how we're being brainwashed by technology and it's a plan of the evil one. I am not anti-technology. It's like everything, like money. How do you use it? Are you stewarding it well? Is it sanctified? Has your phone, has your TV, your media habits, have they been set apart for the service of God in your life? What are you allowing through the gates of your soul into your spirit? Through media, through technology. I kept hearing this as I was seeking the Lord about this brainwashing vision that I had. I had this vision of people saying, we've been brainwashed, and they were in this invisible prison. They didn't know how to get out, and they were looking to the man of God, looking to the Lord to get out, and they did not know how because they were addicted. They were brainwashed by technology, and technology was everywhere. It's ubiquitous. They don't know where to go without it. They don't even know how to get home without it, right? Some of us don't know how to drive home without the GPS. That's a joke, but you get my point. I kept hearing the blind leading the blind. The blind leading the blind. That's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to become blind and then lead our children into blindness. He wants the church leadership to be blind and lead us into blindness. He does not want, so right now I'm using media. I would say this is a good use of media. We're hearing what the voice of the Lord is saying. It says in John 9, now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. All this man knew was blindness. This is many of us, especially Generation X, Generation Z. They grow up around tech, and tech is everything. I'm going to make this aside. I didn't read the article, but there was an article the New York Times published, and it talked about a day in the life of a 13-year-old. Now, my oldest is 14. A day in the life of a 13-year-old. And what they were talking about was technology. They were talking about the messages that they get on their phones from their friends, from their teacher, the alerts they get about a lockdown at school. And so the media that they consume in their pocket is creating the anxiety that we're seeing. Why do we have fidget spinners and all of these things that they use to keep kids sensory so they're calm? It's because they've been desensitized to the spirit and oversensitized to their senses. And when they cannot feed their senses through tech, they're not being stimulated. They get anxiety and they get nervous. We've got to be praying for this generation. X, Z, Alpha. We've got to be praying for them. Millennials. Look, I'm in the millennial slash. What's the other one? I'm on the border of a millennial, but I'm more so in the folks right before the millennials. I can't remember them. My point is this. We've got to be careful. Jesus passed by, saw a man who was blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. He says, listen, even though this young man has never known how to see, he's been reserved for a breakthrough. It's because of his atmosphere, his environment, that he's been made blind. Some blindness, y'all, comes because we live in a broken world. When we sinned in the garden, when Adam and Eve sinned, death came into the picture. Disease, degradation, decay in the earth. Trees were supposed to live forever. Everything was supposed to live forever. There was no death in Eden. Lions were supposed to live forever, lambs, dogs, everything was supposed to live forever, insects. But death came into the picture because God said, you who have dominion have fallen, and now you've invited death into the earth. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You know, before the foundations of the world, the Lamb who was slain volunteered to die for us. So all of that is being redeemed. It's a process. But some of our blindness comes through our atmosphere. We're in a broken, dying world. And so you're surrounded by a broken, dying world that wants to tell you that technology is king when Jesus is king. I wonder what you would get if you Googled technology is king. I'm sure somebody has a website called Technology is King. I'm sure somebody's written a book called Technology is King. It is a demonic doctrine. It is a doctrine of devils. In verse 6 of John 9, it says this about Jesus. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. This is what God wants to do. What did the saliva represent? It represents literally the DNA of Jesus. He spat on the ground. Where did we come from? The ground. So when you add the DNA of Jesus to our dirty nature, it becomes alive. He took the clay that had the DNA from his mouth and he put it on the eyes of the blind man, and the blind man was made to see. Do you see what we need? We need the word that comes from his mouth. We need what's coming out of the mouth of God to touch our dirtiness and open our eyes. Can somebody say amen? We need to be washed by the Holy Ghost. So watch this. In case you believe it or not, your sight impacts your soul. What you're putting through your eye gate, and I'm talking about spiritual perception. If you are lacking spiritual perception, your soul is going to have a problem. How do we know? Matthew 6, 22 and 23. The lamp of the body is the eye. Listen to this. The torch of your body is the eye. The gateway to you receiving revelation is your spiritual perception. Jesus is talking about spiritual perception. What is your spiritual perception? What is your spiritual appetite? What do you put your eyes on? Are you beholding the Lord or are you beholding a counterfeit? It says, if therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. Woo! We could talk about churches. Churches who have good spiritual perception are full of revelation. They put their eyes on Christ, they're focused on Christ, and they're full of revelation. It's the same about you. Are your eyes on Christ? And then it says in verse 23 of Matthew 6, but if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? I'm talking about all media, not just TV, not just Netflix, not just YouTube, but I'm going to focus on your spiritual perception. If your spiritual perception has been compromised, this is what Jesus is saying. You are full of darkness. You have invited a doctrine of devils and you are being filled. You are being nourished in the nutrition you're getting in your life is coming from a counterfeit kingdom. The enemy wants your eyes on anything but Jesus. I told you earlier, our time with the Lord is being robbed by media. He hopes to brainwash you by keeping your eyes off of Jesus. If he can take your sight, he can take your light. Somebody needs to type right now. The enemy won't take my light. The enemy won't take my light. The Lord had me write that down. If the enemy can take your sight, he will take your light. So don't let the enemy steal you from the revelation of Jesus that God has for you. He wants you to be intimately connected with Jesus every single day. You should be getting a fresh revelation of who Jesus is every day. That's why you're alive. Remember, the blind man couldn't see Jesus, but Jesus changed that. The blind man could not see Jesus, but Jesus changed that. Allow Jesus to let you see him the right way. Put the tech down. Spend time with Jesus. 6 hours and 30 minutes or 6 hours and 42 minutes a day on the internet. If you're spending that in worship, that's fine. You got YouTube playing. I think my numbers are something like 6 and 7 hours a day. And like 4 or 5 of those hours is music. It's worship music. I'm just bathing and immersing myself in the Lord. My immersive experience is the Lord. Much of that time is doing ministry, releasing the word of God, preparing the word of God, writing down dreams and visions. I use my technology for the ministry and then some of it for personal, you know, checking up on friends and things of that nature. But a grand majority of my time is spent on serving the Lord, receiving the Lord, beholding the Lord. I get anxious when I have not spent time in the secret place and I'm not soaked in his presence. I haven't heard his voice. I haven't sought out clear direction and revelation. I have not done my assignment as a prophetic voice in the earth. I feel like something's off. And so I have to do it. And I want to release to you the same hunger and thirst after righteousness. I declare in the name of Jesus, you'll put the phone down. You'll turn the TV off. You'll shut up all those distracting voices and you'll begin to spend time with Jesus in silence or have that worship music fill your house or fill your room or fill your closet because you're going to search for the Lord to sit at his feet and hear his word. I want you to type, the devil won't take God's voice from me. The devil won't take God's voice from me. I'm telling you, this is a strategy of the evil one to brainwash you. In case you just jumped on this live, I started by sharing with you a vision from the Lord where people were saying to me, we've been brainwashed. And they were imprisoned by invisible bars. They could not move. They could not get out. They were in desperation. They looked like they were just so scared. They did not know what to do. And they were asking for help to get out. And they had been bound by the media that they had been consuming that was feeding them the deceptive spirits and doctrines of devils. And they had been carried away by their own lusts. But the Bible says the Lord makes a way of escape. The way is Jesus. And I declare in the name of the Lord, he's going to put his DNA on you and you're going to see him rightly and you're going to become addicted to being with Jesus Christ. I speak a devotion of Jesus on your life, a devotion to Jesus. His disciples spent day and night with him. You have the Holy Ghost in you. They didn't until the day of Pentecost. Well, they did when he said, receive the Holy Spirit. But up until that point, they did not have the Holy Spirit in them. They had the Holy Spirit on them when he anointed them and commissioned them. They spent time with Jesus and he taught them. He modeled for them. He spoke into their lives and they reserved the right to be with him as much as they wanted to. This was the uncommon crowd. He only sent out 70. But he fed 5,000 men plus women and children. Where were those? Most of them were so concerned about their atmosphere, they could not follow Jesus. I'm declaring this life over you. I declare freedom from tech addiction into your life. I pray you'll pray for your children to be set free. God, we pray for a generation to be set free from tech addiction and the anxiety, the fear, the suicidal thoughts, God, that are being associated with the material, God, the bullying. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, you cut off and you reserve a siphon for the Holy Spirit to suck that stuff off and then replace it with his holy presence. We declare this in the name of Jesus. Before I forget this, I want you forever, whenever you see virtual reality goggles, I want you to see how obvious that is if your spiritual eyes are open, the brainwashing that is happening when we see that. Virtual reality goggles, they cover your whole face. Can I pull one of these up? I want to pull one of these up so we can just talk about it. I'm going to see if I can pull up a virtual reality goggle or headset. And just let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. I want to, oh Jesus, let me show you what okay. Oh Lord, I've got to show you what the Spirit of the Lord just showed me. I'm going to try to pull this up. Oh, Holy Ghost. So what I'm looking at is an image of a child. And I'm gonna see if I can share this. Oh my goodness, help me, Holy Ghost. Look at this, y'all. Oh, it's not letting me do it. Let me see if I can find another one. I'm really taking my time this morning because I want us to really get an understanding of what the Lord is saying right now. This is insane. Let me see if I can put this picture up real quick. Amen, somebody. Oh, Lord Jesus. Let me see if I can get this to work now. I want you to see this picture. All right. It's not going to let me do it. Okay, hold on. Thanks for bearing with me. I want you to see this. Oh my goodness. This is insane. All right. Let's see if I can pull this one up. No, that's not the right one. This is it. All right. This one's going to upload. From now on, I want you to, when you see something like this, I want you to have your spiritual goggles on. This is the plan of the enemy. So in the World Watch that I'm going to release on Sunday evening, I'm going to talk about the enemy's plan for artificial intelligence for generations to come. I was taken into a classroom in the spirit, and robots were learning beside our children. The teacher was a robot. Everything was being dominated. Everything was being rooted in artificial intelligence. So they're going to make artificial intelligence so familiar and so ubiquitous that it's going to teach our children how to think. So think about the foundations here. And I'm not going to get too far into this because I'm just giving you a taste of what you're going to get at 6 p.m. on Sunday. The enemy wants the way we think to be ruled and to be influenced by artificial intelligence. Think about it. The implications of a teacher being a robot. That means that robot's been programmed. It has software, which means whoever made the software has an agenda, whether they're conscious of it or not. And that agenda is going to come through the software that teaches our children. And the students being human sitting next to robots, that means they want our children to, they're going to want our children to grow up with robots. So they trust robots. They trust artificial intelligence. I want you to hear the Spirit of God. Whenever you see a grown person, let's see if I can get a grown person's picture. Look at this. Look at this stuff. Let me get a grown person's picture here. So you can see I want you to see the plan of the enemy. I mean, it's just crazy. I want you to see the plan of the enemy. Let's see if I can pull this one up now. He wants our adults. He wants adults to be. Oh, my Lord, help me. He wants adults to be taken by this too. Look at this. I'm taking my time today. I don't think I've ever done a live this long, but I know God wants me to inform you. Look at this. Holy God. I'm going to pull up another one. Where is it? Yeah. Look at this. This is the enemy's plan for you. The enemy wants you to be, look at this so-called joy he's experiencing with this headset. As if God's creation is not good enough. We need virtual reality. I'm not saying all tech is bad. I'm saying everything can be redeemed. The gospel is going to be preached in virtual reality. So I get it. What I'm saying is you need to know what the enemy's plan is to brainwash you. The enemy wants to take you out of reality. The kingdom of God is reality. What happens in the spirit realm impacts the manifestation of things in the natural realm. The enemy wants you to take you out of the spirit and into the natural by giving you an alternative immersive experience that is carnal. I'm saying this because I know the Lord assigned me to bring light. God bless you. I pray that you get the word of the Lord into your spirit. I pray that the next time you pick up your phone, you begin to ask the right questions. Lord, what do you want me to do with this phone? I mean, we haven't even talked about pornography and how that whole strategy. With a phone in your pocket, YouTube, Google. I praise God for you. I'm going to pray a benediction and I'm going to go. I'm preparing this word to release on Sunday night. I'm calling it World Watch October 2023. It's going to be talking about artificial intelligence, the war in Russia, war in Ukraine, rather. We're going to discuss the economy, the global economy. There's one more topic, Lord, remind me. Oh, we're going to talk about flooding and issues with the climate that the Lord has shown me. So until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Until next time, tomorrow morning, we'll be back with the word. God bless you. We'll see you. Bye-bye.